News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And we start hour two of the El Paso History Radio Show with an El Paso History Moment produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance page. And for us, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Guess what? Her story today is about the Weiler Aerial Tramway.
Two countries, three states, and one magnificent mountain peak.
The Weiler Tramway, built in 1959 by Carl O. Weiler and now owned by Texas Parks and Wildlife, was originally built atop the Franklin Mountains as a service tram for the transmitting antennas for KTSM Radio. But Weiler soon realized the spectacular mile-high views from the top of Ranger Peak had to be shared with all, and in 1960, the tramway opened to the public. Exiting the modern gondola after a short four-minute ride, visitors were treated to a view of two countries, three states, and more than 7,000 square miles, or as far as the eye can see.
More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
That was Bernie. Hello, testing.
Hello.
Turn this mic. There you go. That was Bernie playing the piano?
Yes, he was sitting there with his little tiny child's piano. He was playing it for
me. Oh, he's good at that. This for the Alliance.
Yeah, well, you know, what we want people to do is if they want more great information about El Paso and the area's history, then they visit these two Facebook pages. There's many of them, but these are two of the ones that are the best, I think. The El Paso History Alliance, a group of historians who promote history and the culture of El Paso, is managed by Max Grossman and Mark Stone, and the premier Facebook page on El Paso history is Remember in El Paso When, with thousands of pictures, stories, and much more. Managed by Barbara Givenbaney and her team of volunteer editors for the page.
And you know she has another name.
BGB.
BGB. So anyway, Barbara Givenbaney, chief administrator. The other administrators are Margaret Smith, Rick Duncan, Bobby Hall. Bobby Hall is now doing wonders over there with stories. Moderators Ken Weiss, Craig Hayes, Rick Nachra, and Isaac Williams. All right. We now are doing the Frontera Land Alliance crowd. We missed an hour of Yous Guys back in the summer, so we ask Yous Guys to come back in. It's a different crowd. So let me introduce left to right here. We have Janae Fields. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're the executive director?
Yes.
Okay. And now you brought a board member here with you named Cactus Man.
Yes.
Mike Cactus.
He's prickly kind of guy.
Yeah, well, go there if you wish. Mike Cactus Man Gaglio, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jackson. Good to see you and Melissa both.
Now, you have a long name for a long history with that name. You got I worked for your granddad.
You did.
Kelp 13 back in the days when it was.
KELP.
Television.
Yeah, and my dad was a DJ when I was born.
Wow.
Yeah. Runs in the family. What happened?
Yeah. Yeah,
you went to plants.
I'm still here on the radio.
Well, Dad, you're talking right. But you turned into a cactus man, so we'll talk about that at some point.
I don't know where that came. I came from my mom's side.
Okay, cactus man. Oh, goodness.
There you go.
I was born on a mountain. I used to tell my mother, made her nervous, but I was at Southwestern. Enough of that. All right, let's talk some pictures here real quick because we've got a few to talk about. We've got the Kasner Forever, and explain that briefly. What do you got there, Janae?
Kasner Forever is we are working to preserve Kasner Range 7,081 acres as a national monument. The effort has been going on for 51 years, since 1971. The community has been working to conserve this land.
Now Frontera Land Alliance was formed actually for something on the west side, wasn't it?
It was originally for Kasner Range in 2004.
Okay.
And as that effort was going on, then on the west side, they also worked on Wrestler Canyon and Thunder Canyon.
Okay. Let's move on to the pictures here. We've got another Kasner photo there. And unless you know the terrain, it just kind of looks like another wonderful piece of the mountain area. But if you could see it, describe where we are there. I think I ripped that off your website.
It's going to be off of 54 looking west at the Kasner Range, And Kasner Range covers from Hondo Pass north past the Archaeology Museum up to the North Hills neighborhood. And it goes up to the state park boundary.
If you're just joining us and wondering what we're talking about, pictures on the radio, yes, we are doing pictures on the radio. We now stream this program live on Facebook. And if you want to go see it later, you'll see all the pictures and all the archives there. Okay, we've got another one coming here on the Knapp property, mm-hmm. K-N-A-P-P. That's the same guy that used to own North Mount Franklin.
Correct.
But he owned little pieces around the edges, too.
Yes, yes. The family has a lot of property around there, and this one is owned by the city of El Paso now, and the Frontera Land Alliance has a conservation easement on 355 acres of Knapp land, and it shares a border on the south side with Kasner Range.
All right, let the pictures go, Andrew. There's two more. Explain what do you mean by an easement?
A conservation easement is when a willing landowner places restrictions on the surface of their land. And in this particular case, the landowners are the city, and they said that there would be no development on the property.
And that made the people down below that area quite happy.
Yes, yes. They Mike can explain this better, but when you mess with that terrain with the arroyos, the natural open areas, the wildlife habitat, it has an impact on those below as the water would flow down.
And we'll get to Lost Dog in a minute. Go ahead.
And you're working with different people that have properties and such that want to donate that section, you know, to your group.
Yes.
They can still do that?
Yes. We talk with a lot of different landowners. It's a long process because it's a big decision to restrict how the land would be used in the future.
We'll get to the water thing in a second here, but throw out a phone number. People want to find you.
Frontera's phone number is 915-351-8352.
And that's the Frontera Land Alliance office.
Yes.
And you guys are working pretty. You've got several employees. You're doing pretty good on grants, apparently.
We are. Grants. Grants and foundations and sponsors are our big funders to ensure that we can do this conservation work in the region.
All right, Mike, if they develop that, what would happen to the water up there?
Well, anytime you mess with the surface of land and you change the course of water flow across the landscape, there's consequences both upstream and downstream. And so if they were going to put a new neighborhood or something like that, they would have to. The city code enforces that water is forced to flow in certain ways and is controlled as it goes downstream onto new neighborhoods. But what's really important about the conservation of this particular site is just the view shed, for one, just the open space in the view shed, and then the fact that the water, you know, this year we saw a lot of really good storms and stuff, and the photograph that's actually up right now is a little bit of erosion that can happen from storms like that. And that erosion ends up finding its way downstream onto the streets of the neighborhoods, onto the streets and the neighborhoods down below. And so by leaving the land as open space, we can actually prevent that erosion from happening.
I remember a new development on the west side a few years back. A really good rain hit them. I don't know if it's the 06 or since then. But all of a sudden, the water came down the street. Did you know about this one?
Yeah, I remember that.
Right through the house, out the back door, and it took all the furniture and could have taken the house.
Yeah, water has this really creative way of finding its own path.
Gravity.
And it does it for free. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, remember the, what was it, the Blockbuster or, Blockbuster got wiped out.
Right.
And then the farther up, they had that storage place, and it washed out the back of it.
You're talking about Silver Spring Avenue, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I actually met the lady who's... This is a really interesting little side story.
Sure.
I met the lady whose storage space, the one spot that she was renting, was the spot that got washed out. She was actually living in El Paso because she was a Hurricane Katrina survivor.
Oh,
and
I remember that. Yeah.
And transplant from. So she got waters following her across the continent.
Welcome to El Paso. Never rains.
Just up from Mesa on that side of town, there is a dentist's office that's in a little sort of a strip mall, but it's all offices. And they are adjacent to what apparently at that point was an underground passage for a lot of that water. And they said their building was shaking.
Yeah.
The day of that storm. And you see the results. I mean, Melissa, you talk about the Blockbuster taking off.
Oh, yeah.
And all
this
the videos going down the hill.
Yeah, Taco Cabana, all that area
toward
over there.
Putnam
was
School. I mean, that was huge.
And this is exactly why land conservation is important, because land conservation is water conservation. And in our desert, our arroyos are a quarter of a mile wide in some places because they carry tremendous volumes of water when we get these storms. And we like to call these 100-year storms and 500-year storms. What that actually means is that 100-year storms has a 1% chance of returning any given year. It has a 1 in 100 chance of returning in any given year.
2 years in a row.
You could get it 2 years in a row. Lately, what's happening with climate change and all these things, we're getting more and more severe storms. We're getting less rain spread throughout the rainy season. But when we do get it, it's dumping harder and more frequently and more intensely. So we're getting these storms. And our desert arroyos are designed to handle these. I mean, that's what they do. They carry the water from the mountain to the river, and they use places like Keystone as buffers and wetlands. And so it's the job of Frontera to work with people that recognize the value of these types of landscapes to conserve them.
Well, like Whistler Canyon, if you hadn't saved that, and that's directly off the Franklin Mountains heading toward Keystone.
Correct.
And had that not been conserved, what would happen?
Be homes live in it, probably.
Yeah, no, but I mean, what would happen to the water?
Well, the water would find its way through there, and if developed and built correctly, you know, it would be fine. Yeah. But there's always the chance when you put a house in the path of the water, you end up getting water coming through your front door and out your back door.
Also, take a look at the one on the west side, just up from UTEP on Robinson, that huge arroyo with the tennis courts down in the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Nobody builds in there for a reason, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I heard from a friend of mine that frequents that neighborhood that that the road to the tennis club was washed out pretty bad I think in July when the storms went through.
I drove through it about 2 weeks ago, and there were huge bulldozer piles all over the side of that road where they took it out and they found the road again under all that.
Yeah.
But they don't build in there for a reason.
And that's never going to go away, because you look at the mountains, Franklin Mountains washed completely away. It's all going to come down from those mountains one way or another. It loosens it up each time there's a storm.
And the interest, I actually have done some work in that arroyo, and we did some watershed measurements in there. And the amount of land that contributes to the watershed that goes through that little pipe that they're talking about is actually relatively small. Just goes to show, I think, the capacity of our mountains when we do get a gushing rain they call it a gully washer for a reason.
That's a reason. You know where Val and Louie live? The canal that runs between divides the streets over there. There's a concrete, which shouldn't be concrete, but it's a concrete pathway.
This?
It's it's just up the street here off of Executive, and I can't remember what the name of the street is that they're on right now. But there's a concreted rundown from, it's a rundown, and it just got destroyed this last time. Streets were being washed out. It was flooding into people's houses. It was incredible.
Well, that stuff going down that Robinson Arroyo has to get through UTEP somehow.
Yeah, UTEP's actually engineered really interesting.
I want to hear that.
There's huge, like as you go through the biology department around the engineering complex, there's these walkways that go over these big rock canyons and stuff. And
they fill up.
Yeah, they run with water pretty good. I can't speak to how well it's designed and everything, but they did it like that for a reason, because it flows a lot of water.
And those buildings still stand, so it must have worked kind of good.
I think they're doing all right, yeah. And that's a bedrock. You know, that whole thing is on bedrock. There's nowhere for that water to go except through. It can't sink in. Because UTEP is built on this igneous outcrop of andesite.
Watch out when you hit the table. Hear that?
Oh, well, I was trying to make a point about UTEP being built on solid ground.
Yeah, it's the storm drainage on Canterbury Street.
It's going to knock off the transmitter. That's the only problem.
Sorry about that.
Taking a break on the El Paso History Radio Show. You have found us. Today we're talking with the Frontera Land Alliance and several projects you have. We talked about Kasner. You have other things to talk about, I'm guessing.
Oh, sure. We have a lot going on.
Excellent. That's Janae Fields. And Janae. What day is it? And Mike Gaglio, the current version Are you generational?
I'm fourth.
The fourth?
Yes, sir.
Are you really? One more acknowledgement real quick. Andrew J. Polk in the control room. He's a legacy child from somewhere. And he also has a talk show here on 690 Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Don't miss it. He'll take on anything and everything. We won't. I mean, say that again, Andrew. Oh, yeah. I knew he had, and Andrew got his wings. Enough of that. Okay. When we come back, you got some more Facebook
I have some
stuff to do. Melissa Sargent, the ever-present, wonderful person of Melissa, is here.
Oh, stop it.
And, well, okay, you're not. Yeah, you are. I can see you. Anyway, shall we take a break?
Yes, we should.
Andrew, hit some button in there. Hit some button in there.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549. If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
Hey, El Paso and surrounding areas, Ivan Ochoa here, general manager from Sunland Park, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat. I have some great news. Interest rates have never been so low, and we have a great selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles. If you need something newer, bigger, better, or just more reliable, and you don't want to pay more, you need to come see us today.
During Jeep Adventure Days, Sunland Park Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat will do whatever it takes to get you out of your current vehicle, even if you owe up to $10,000 more than your old car is worth. We want it, so you can drive home a new or certified pre-owned vehicle for less. Save thousands in interest with zero APR for 72 months. Plus, save thousands at the all-new Sunland Park Dodge Certified Pre-Owned Supercenter. Our inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs has never been better. All military personnel, all first responders receive an additional discount. Thank you for your service. Sunland Park Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, or buying a car is fun at I-10 at Sunland Park Drive or online at sunlandparkdodge.com. Estamos en tu esquina, El Paso. El Paso strong. Includes factory rebate and dealer discount plus TTNL. Zero APR is $1,372 per thousand finance. On select vehicles with approved credit. Offers not combined.
Imagine a disease that can hurt any part of your body, like your joints, heart, kidneys. Your immune system becomes so hyperactive that it attacks instead of protects. That's lupus. You don't look sick, so no one knows you feel awful. You also may know someone who has it. Join us for Lupus Research Alliance's virtual Many One Can. Walk with us to cure lupus, October 2nd at noon. No one can cure it alone, but many one can. Visit walk.lupusresearch.org to register now.
You have helped build MyPillow into the company it is today. They're giving back by sharing great discounts on MyPillow products by going to MyPillow.com right now and clicking on the Radio Listener Special Square. Save up to 66% off on products like their pillows and Giza sheets, but also new products like their slippers, weighted blankets, and waffle blankets. All of MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Enter promo code ICON.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's the fourth highest rated cable news channel, and it's available on all major cable systems. Or find it on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. And it's free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and TiVo. Or download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. Forbes described Newsmax as a news powerhouse. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. You should too. Tune in today.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, next week coming in here, we've got the Tom Lee Month people. explained, Dear Margot, along with Javier Segovia, he's the collections manager at the Tom Lee Institute. They're going to describe their upcoming events in the whole month of October. It's a biggie. So, and October 2nd coming in here, we got Troy Ainsworth, and he's going to review some of the many Henry Trost designed buildings outside of El Paso. We've heard about so much about what's in here. He's going to take a look at what happened elsewhere. October 16th, what is the history of Chinese people in El Paso? It's extensive, and if you don't know it, you can ask our guest, who's an historian named Ana Fahy. October 23rd, Ruben Escandon and Roberto Salas. We like to talk about the Mount Crystal Rey area and also the Smelter Town and Asarco and all that area. So it's a huge bit of our history. But also, he thinks they may have a possible pilgrimage this year to Mount Crystal Rey. So that's a week before the potential Mount Crystal Rey pilgrimage. That'll be kind of fun here. What do you got?
Well, Lincoln Park Day is tomorrow, Sunday, September 19th, in the park under the Spaghetti Bowl. If this, and I'm kind of confused this one, it says, if the city coronavirus restrictions are lifted. So it includes 11, it's at, well, let me put it this way, it's at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're going to have music, marachinas, lowrider car show, and more. But I would go to the LincolnParkCC.org page to find out, because I hadn't heard whether there were restrictions on groups.
The county is doing something, and it made them nervous, so they said there would be possible.
So I would check the website.
Yeah, otherwise, just go over there and party. Yeah. I mean, because have you ever been under this Spaghetti Bowl to party?
Yeah, it's fun.
That's a hoot. I mean,
it's all kind of torn up right now down there, but you can still enjoy the park.
To me, that's the soul of El Paso, that kind of Corazon crowd down there, and the Americans who were Mexicans and their family, whatever you want to call them. I mean, I'm a European American, but they don't call me that. But anyway, the crowd here in dominant El Paso is so much fun to play with. Great people. All right, quick story here, if you got one here on something about either Frontera or what you know going on, because you mentioned Keystone as another part of your world. Now, you don't really focus on Keystone as much, maybe, as his wife does and Melissa does.
Oh, he's in the background, and he does a lot, so.
Yeah, well, Frontera manages Rest for Canyon, and Rest for Canyon is the watershed that feeds into Keystone. And so we work hand-in-hand together, not specifically on any real projects. We have done hikes. We have done hikes where we follow the path of water from the top of the canyon on down into Keystone.
Right. Oh, I know. You have a sign up there now on Mesa Street. Mm-hmm. I noticed your sign.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's great.
Because people had no idea. They just think it's some ravine. You know?
Right, right. So you can enter Wrestler Canyon off of that street right there, Alto Mesa, and there's a pathway in, and you go to the left, and it takes you down to the half-mile education trail. And we lead hikes out there. There's some water restoration projects that happened in there, and it's behind Whole Foods, and it goes down to I-10.
Do you actually own that?
Yes.
Okay. A guy who's an adult now in my age, which is old, but when he was a kid, he lived in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. There are Indian graves in the side of those hills.
Yes. There's a lot of historic components to Wrestler Canyon. The reason it's preserved is the neighborhood got behind it, and one resident decided to use their inheritance to purchase the land and donate it to Frontera. And it's Dr. Richard Teschner did that. And that is public information. It's on our website. But because,
hats off to him,
yes,
dude. Oh,
because
my.
Of him, that land is there now for the whole community in perpetuity.
Who did he buy it from?
It was previously owned by Hunt Communities, and which are a good partner of Frontera as well.
Yeah, they do good work, but they develop things.
That's their job.
That's what they do.
That's why they make their money, so they can end up helping out some.
Well, they funded the things that Bernie and I did on ABC 7.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
God bless them. Now, the thing about that whole area there, up there at Mesa, that canyon just didn't start right there.
No, it...
They developed it in a Coronado.
Yes. And so when the water comes through, it's sent under all the streets, and it shoots out into Wrestler Canyon. And
so they did allow for that.
Yes, and they actually had to alter it a couple years ago. Now,
there's some massive stormwater engineering that feeds into Wrestler Canyon. In fact, I recently did a watershed map for Keystone to look at what area of the mountains contributes water to Keystone, because that's one of the things when we give tours down there at Keystone and Wrestler Canyon, I like to draw people's attention to the mountain and tell them to look up in this section of the mountain is where the water comes down and comes to where we're at. And so I mapped that, and it's interesting because the because of the golf course and some of the communities up there.
Coronado.
Yeah, they've altered the course of water and changed what where water used to go and rerouted it into other watersheds. And so the watershed actually kind of starts off as a big chunk of the mountain and then sort of pinches out and channels down. And then it goes into, a lot of it goes into this big giant pipe that comes underneath Alto Mesa and goes across underneath the ground, underneath Mesa Street, and shoots out of the ground like a cannon when it's really raining. I mean, it's something to see. Yeah, it's a water slide. You know, there's those new water slides going up. We've got water
there you
slides
go,
already.
Yeah.
Well, it's a water cannon. It'll pop you into Keystone.
Pop you out, right.
Well,
yeah.
Real quick, we should take a break here, but let me ask you this. Explain what was going on before the Keystone Dam went in. It was flooding the neighborhood of Emory Road.
Well, so all of Donovan. So if you take a look at Google Earth and you take a look at the aerial view, you've got the Sierra Juarez down in Juarez to the south.
The mountain.
Got the mountain range there. Those are the mountains that say La Biblia es la verdad.
Leia, yeah,
right.
The Bible
exactly.
is the truth. Yeah.
Read it. Yes. And that actually is on a really cool geologic feature, is a big fold in the mountain. If you have,
you better do what it says.
Yeah. So anyway, so you've got that mountain range to the south. You've got Mount Cristoray, and you've got the Franklin Mountains. And between all of that, you've got a river coming through. And if you look at that land prior to all of the development that ever went on there, the whole area was wetlands.
Yeah.
It's basically the pinch point of a funnel where all of this watershed would come down and get pinched down right to where, right underneath the Corchaine Bridge at Cristo Rey. Yeah. And so that would back up and that would flood all the way up to Canutillo. You know, the stories of Fusselman chasing banditos down into Canutillo and them getting lost in the marsh and all that.
Well, he was on the other side of the mountain, but over basically Trans Mountain Road.
Right. And so that whole area from Mount Cristo Rey all the way up to Canutillo and beyond was actually wetland marsh.
Yeah.
And so Keystone is kind of like the last little bit of remnant of that. Just like Rio Bosque is the last remnant of wetlands down in the Mission Valley.
Kind of recreated down there. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So and so that's kind of the same situation here. And Keystone Dam is there. Excuse me, I keep hitting the table. Keystone Dam is there because Donovan floods and there's all these, you know, all these neighborhoods to the west of Donovan and the railroad tracks there. And all of those neighborhoods would flood. You know, my dad and grandma would tell me the stories about that.
Yeah, they're always getting washed out.
Always getting washed out and everything being wet down there and Donovan always being underwater and
yeah.
The kids going up to the marsh to go drink beer and all that fun stuff.
Oh, I heard about it.
So then they built Keystone Dam as one of, they call it Keystone. It's my understanding that it's called Keystone because it is the natural point where all these.
He wants us to take a break. Keep
together.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Good question, Melissa.
Okay, no, I just want to say, you talk about flooding. They fixed Donovan to be above ground where it used to be pretty low and it was a pretty rough road to drive on. They raised it up.
Yes.
Did all this storm work. And then in 2006, when we had the big rainstorm then.
Yes.
We went underwater at Keystone. Almost the whole park was underwater.
Really?
Yeah.
All
it's
right,
almost underwater again right now.
All right, let's come back. Remind me after the break to come back and explain why is the Keystone Dam not in a straight line? There is a very good reason.
Big
Melissa knows the answer. Maybe we'll ask you. Shall we do that? Phone number or not, whatever.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
The pandemic's reminded us we live in a sea of airborne germs that can assault us with every breath. Your nose is the body's first line of defense by helping filter out allergens, bacteria, and viruses before they reach your lungs. But like any air filter, the more clogged up it gets, the less it works. So how do you clean your nose? I'm Martin Hoke, and I didn't invent nasal irrigation. The neti pot's been around thousands of years. But I did invent Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. Navage uses powered suction to flush out mucus and germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you sick. Over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage has over 70,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars because it works and it's easy to use. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Now available with eucalyptus for a spa-like experience. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Melissa, are you ready? This week, go to El Paso Inc. and find the latest in El Paso business news.
Two of El Paso's most beloved musicians talk to El Paso Inc. about tour life, music, and more.
A local nonprofit is working to give women the skills needed to find good employment and start a new chapter.
The CEO of El Paso's food bank says it's losing manpower and funding and needs support and as demands grow to continue to surge.
El Paso's business journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery.
To receive El Paso Inc., order it online at elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, they're taking a deep dive into Hispanic Heritage Month. They look into the history of the month-long celebration and discuss El Paso's place on the national stage. One of their guests is ABC News correspondent John Quinones.
Host Mauricio Casillas also spoke to the El Paso Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and the city's first ever Latina museum director. To get more insight on the importance of El Paso's owning its history, be sure to tune in this Sunday at 10:35 p.m. for ABC 7 Extra.
El Paso needs to own its own history. I mean, our audience owns this history show. I mean,
that's true.
We're here because of the ratings.
Because of the audience.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing here. And we will continue to do so, at least for next week and the next week. All right, we got the crowd in here from Frontera Land Alliance. We got off on Keystone, which is not a bad idea, because if the Keystone people, Bernie, and the whole crowd that they, you know, that's how I met Bernie. I saw him on TV. Mm-hmm. I went to one of the meetings over there at Gerardo's. Gerardo's. And I looked at this and said, okay, what do we got here? Are these people going to chain themselves to a bulldozer? I'm not going to participate. They said, no, no, no. We're going to get together, raise the money, and buy it. Which and the developer, I went to see him. He thought I was going to kill him. I said, no, no, no. This is not a negative thing. I'm going to make you a commercial when I do this video. It's going to sell your land. He didn't believe me. Guess what happened? And now he's a believer. He's also rich. But he's a nice guy. But the thing that happened is saving the Keystone Dam was an interesting thing. The point is, I asked you earlier, the Keystone Dam, the Army Corps of Engineers likes to build in straight lines. That dam is not in a straight line. Melissa, you want to take that one?
Not in a straight line.
No, it's not. It takes what they call a dog leg. A lot of people know that reference in terms to golf, but when the dam goes around, it cuts up and goes back over. And what happened was after a washout from one of the storms from the original arroyo that went through there, they found what they thought were some cracked rock and such, which is kind of amazing to think you found cracked rock.
It was depth in the side of the hill.
Yeah, kind of. And it was they're finding bits and pieces around in the area. And they brought in an archaeologist, and they started looking at this. And they went, oh, there was they realized that they had several pit huts or the base of what would have been a pit or a wiki-up or whatever you
want. Pit house.
Pit house, yeah. And because it's not like when you think a lot of ruins where you could see actual leftover buildings and such. This was they dug down into the ground, and then they covered their homes with branches and leaves and
mud,
mud to cover it. So all they had left were the indentations and the cracked rock to tell it. But it was significant enough in the fact that it showed an actual living village that was there that stayed there year-round.
They carbon dated something in there.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly how all the details on that, but yeah, Bernie knows and Mike knows probably better than I do on all that.
That deserves its own radio show.
Yes,
oh, well,
does,
yeah, yeah. I'd love to do that one because it's been a while. But that whole point was the Keystone Dam takes a jog because they went around the village. And that's why that place exists. Now, what you visit now is out front on Donovan. It's a fabulous
botanical
garden.
And it's a great place for you to see the actual way that people would have seen and been living in that area. They would have had the wetlands in that area. They would have had the flora and fauna. They ate from the trees and the bushes and the animals that lived there. So you're actually seeing how they experience life back
then. The real pit houses are not to be found. They're up on the, you know where.
They're up above, yeah.
They're up above. Don't go there. People used to go picking stuff up. Do not do that. So,
put things down.
But the point about, we're talking about the Frontera Land Alliance, and you guys are inherently involved in this kind of thing. Janae Field, you would have had to save that if they didn't already.
Right. We would have been there.
Okay.
Well, you were at that time.
Frontera was just getting formed.
Just getting started,
when the whole process about Keystone was developing. And actually, that's a part of what got me involved was that I was doing some work for our friend that owned the land, actually, and found that there's this beautiful, wetland out there. I didn't know about it, and we hear that every day still. Nobody knows about this place.
Yeah.
It's a great
located on Donovan. Where is it?
4200 Donovan, about half a mile up from Sunland Park Drive and about a mile down from Crossroads.
Go ahead, say it. You can't miss it.
It's a big,
rock wall.
Big, long rock wall, and we're behind it. Actually, that rock wall has some new artwork on
That's
it
right.
as a result of some efforts from the Boy Scouts or the,
well,
the Eagle Scouts.
Yeah,
Eagle Scout projects put together some nice signage up on the wall, and it's beautiful.
And that signage was created by some Coronado High School students.
Oh, great.
So, I mean, we've had so much community involvement, which is like going back to Frontera. Again, you have a lot of involvement with community groups, people in the community and stuff.
One last question on Keystone. Did you put that windmill up there, the wind-driven turbine thing?
That was put up by another group. It was a grant-funded project to do a little
What's it doing?
Solar electric. It's a geothermal and solar electricity demonstration.
Oh, so you're not pumping water somewhere?
No,
not that one.
No.
Okay, never mind. All right, Janae, you have outreach projects for Frontera Land Alliance. How are you getting to people?
We work with different schools. We work with lots of different nonprofits in the region. We've collaborated with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, with Insights, with Coronado High School, with St. Patrick's High School. We've been out in Horizon and in Socorro. So we're just everywhere, and we just try to connect and get everybody excited and enthusiastic about learning about their natural areas, whether they can make it to the mountain or in an arroyo or the river canals in their area. There's just wildlife and water everywhere.
When you talk about history, this is our original history. That's why we do this.
Right.
on this show anyway. But the projects, you, how are you doing in schools? How do you get into the school? Who do you call?
So we are at Career Days, and then we have other partners that have connections within the schools. And so Insights is the one that I mentioned that partners with the schools, and we're sub-grantees of them. And then we create curriculum and then presentations. A lot of those videos are on our YouTube site.
I made a video with you guys on Casner Range.
You did.
Conserving Casner Range is still connected there.
That's what's going to be shown at the Chihuahuan Fiesta at the zoo on September 25th.
We also made a Spanish version, which was kind of neat, with Felipa Solis. And the whole thing about educating people is we're doing the best we can as a videographer and filmmaker. I have done a bunch of that kind of stuff. I'm looking at TVs in the rearview mirror now. I just do radio, which is getting kind of extensive because, again, we're doing TV. But the point about here is that any kind of medium you can get a hold of, you will find people watching. And that's only that's a short video. If
9 minutes.
9 minutes. So you can get through that pretty quick. But also, next weekend, you're up to something.
Yes, that's the Chihuahuan Desert Fiesta. And so
we mentioned that the first hour with the state park. What are you doing?
So this Saturday, they'll be at the El Paso Zoo, and lots of different nonprofits will be there with booths. Frontera will be there. We will be there representing our organization and also Cast a Range, asking people to support its preservation. And then on Sunday, they'll be at the state park with guided hikes.
In the Tom Mays section?
Yes.
Okay. At the zoo, when you have a booth there and you say support Casner Range, what happens?
They learn about the effort. They can ask all the questions they want. We ask them to sign on a letter.
That's the
important part. Sign the petition.
Your action item is to get on that petition.
Yes.
And that's going to the White House or where?
It is. And what we're doing with that and why we need people to sign letters. So in 2016, we got 35,000 signatures and support. So we are continuing that effort. As I said before, it's a 50-year effort now. We have to show the people that make the decisions that this community wants this land protected. And there's a good reason we need it protected besides the historical and cultural and water. All that development's pushed up against it. And so we want to ensure that it stays there as is in perpetuity.
So Mike Gagler, you're a board member.
Yes, sir.
Why did you join? What do you do?
Well, that's really...
Well, you have an interest in all this.
I do, yeah. I mean, I'm from El Paso. I grew up on the mountain on the north. I actually grew up a stone's throw away from the Knapland conservation easement. Tromping around Casner Range is what we did as high school kids. You know, like, we weren't supposed to do that.
But you did it.
But we did it, and we had a lot of fun, and it's great. You know, it's great that there's an organization in town that is actively working in a constructive way to preserve land that people want preserved. We're not, our group, Frontera Land Alliance, does not go out and stand in front of bulldozers. We don't go chain ourselves to trees and all of that stuff. We have friends that do, and we really like the work that they do, and you know, but our group, it's kind of funny, our group is really kind of a middle of the road compromise finder organization. We work with the people that want to save their land. These are individual or, you know, and government entities that own land that should be conserved. And so there's a group of people over here that wants this land conserved. There's a private landowner or a government agency that manages that land, and we bring them together to the table to do that. And that's what I really liked about the mission of Frontera is we're not specifically activists. We're not the bad guys. We're not the other side good guys. We're the ones that help them come together and bring everybody to the table.
You're the operatives. You get it done.
We get it done.
You need to take a break here. Come back in a minute. We'll wrap this up with the Frontera Land Alliance. And Andrew J. Polk, would you hit the button, please?
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Your life, your hopes, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m., it's really none of our business, and it shouldn't be anyone else's. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Hey, El Paso and surrounding areas. Ivan Ochoa here, general manager from Sunland Park, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat. I have some great news. Interest rates have never been so low, and we have a great selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles. So, if you need something newer, bigger, better, or just more reliable, and you don't want to pay more, you need to come see us today.
During Jeep Adventure Days, Sunland Park, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat will do whatever it takes to get you out of your current vehicle, even if you owe up to $10,000 more than your old car is worth. We want it, so you can drive home a new or certified pre-owned vehicle for less. Save thousands in interest with zero APR for 72 months. Plus, save thousands at the all-new Sunland Park Dodge Certified Pre-Owned Supercenter. Our inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs has never been better. All military personnel, all first responders receive an additional discount. Thank you for your service. Sunland Park Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, or buying a car is fun at I-10 at Sunland Park Drive or online at sunlandparkdodge.com. Estamos en tu esquina, El Paso. El Paso strong. Includes factory rebate and dealer discount plus TTNL. Zero APR is $1,372 per thousand financed. On select vehicles with approved credit. Offers not combined.
Radio advertising can connect your business with holiday shoppers wherever they go. Use iHeart Ad Builder to create an affordable custom radio ad right on your phone. Just click, listen, approve, then hear it on the radio. Create your customized ad today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
9/11, two decades later, is a limited series podcast that looks back 20 years since the attacks of 9/11 and features those who were in the inner sanctum of our country's government.
I mean, it felt like the end of the world, to be honest with you.
And we ask the question, are we safer today than 20 years ago?
I don't think so. I wish I could answer differently, but I don't think so. I think those in charge these days need to spend more time communicating.
Listen to 9/11, two decades later, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Just a couple of brief announcements. You got the first one.
Yeah, well, you see those really wonderful houses up there in Sunset Heights, you know, just above the freeway in downtown. This is your chance to go in and visit some of these houses and see what they look like on the inside. The Sunset Heights Tour of Homes is on October 2nd from noon to 4 p.m., and they're going to six homes, and the cost is $5 for each per person. And tickets are available now at Hal Marcus's Gallery and I believe also at the Historical Society on
the Burgess
Gander.
House. Well, they're not open a lot, but they'll be open that day.
Yeah, they have that day. So, yeah, check it out. It's fun to go to.
Real quick, we always try to mention the McGoffin Home, the only state historic site that's a house museum. The other state historic site in El Paso County is Huaycotanks. Oh, it's a huge thing here. We're saying bye to the Land Alliance here, but before you go, how do people get involved? Do you need donations if you can?
Yeah, absolutely.
The 501c3.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit, tax deductible, 501c3. You can give through our website, FronteraLandAlliance.org. There's a donation page. Our address is there if you wish to mail us something. You can stay involved and current with our activities by following us on Instagram and Facebook. And we would love to talk to you at 915-351-8352 to learn more. And you can always get involved through volunteering, trail maintenance, cleanups, helping us out at the farm that we partner with, collecting seeds.
Farm?
A farm down in Socorro.
It's really
growing
cool.
with Sarah Farm. And
oh.
we get people's hands dirty. They learn how to garden. They can take those skills back to their house and grow wholesome food there.
Excellent. Yeah. So this is the operative group. I think that's the best thing. And when you describe the whole thing quite well, Mike Gaglio. But you're the operatives that make these kind of desires and dreams occur. And if a landowner has an interest, they contact you guys, right?
That's right.
And Mike Gaglio, you have a business of your own. Well, you're a landscaper.
I'm a landscaper, but we also do landscape-scale ecological restoration. So we actually work hand-in-hand with Frontera to do restoration work on the kinds of big lands that they do conservation on.
What's the company name?
Oh, I was gonna say. Yeah.
It's called High Desert Native Plants. And we're on all the socials and our website, too. High Desert Native Plants.
As for Cactus Man.
As for Cactus Man.
Oh, good God. And don't forget Ruby Ann. She does wonders, too. She's got her own business on the side. But what she does at Keystone.
She's called my better half for
that's
a good
right.
reason.
That's right. And she's now the event coordinator for Keystone Heritage Park. So if you want to get married or you have a special event at the park, contact her via our Facebook page or call me at 584-0563.
Good. Give out your main number, Norm, maybe. No?
915-581-7920.
Also, how about a divorce? You'll take a divorce over there?
Nah. Oh, we have had divorce parties.
That's what I mean. You guys, I see Keystone is a great place. It's a great venue, and it's got this big stage and area there.
We
and
give tours out there. We'll talk your ears off about all the birds
but
and the water and Frontera.
But you've got a raised platform. You can see all that out there.
Yeah. Sunsets,
that's
birds,
stuff.
Mountains.
So Frontera Land and Lands, once again, the phone number to get involved?
915-351-8352.
Janae Fields, thanks for coming in here. Mike Gaglio, good to see you again.
Thank you.
And Melissa, thank you for being, as you always are,
you
shining,
too. Well,
shining
we're all
and
here
bright.
Together as a team, you know?
It works out because El Paso does not know its history. If you went to public schools, you didn't really get a chance to learn it. And every time I find somebody new, I say, what do you know? Where do you go to high school? And I'm not just placing people. I'm going to ask them, what did you learn? And then generally, it's not much. And I've learned a lot what I know sitting here because I'm not an historian. I'm a journalist.
You have
and
some really interesting people on the show.
It's a lot of fun. And next week, we're coming back. Adair Marger will be here. We'll talk about the Tomley Institute and continue the tradition there. Thank you for joining
See you
us.
Next week.
Next week, Melissa. We're having fun. Andrew in the control room. Thank you very much for being there, Andrew G. Polk. See you then. Take next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.